SimplySafe.com. Whole home protection, protection for every window, room, and door against intruders, fires, water damage, medical emergencies, and more. All monitored 24/7 by professionals ready to dispatch police. Everything you need to know. Expert Chief SimpliSafe Home Security, named Best Home Security Overall by U.S. News and World Report. Awarded by Popular Mechanics and more. Like live professional alerts. Our monitoring staff calls you when trouble is detected and stays with you until it's solved. Dispatch faster with usual verification. Adding visual verification to your monitoring plan lets us verify your alarm is ready so police can dispatch faster. It's a lot less expensive. We cut out the middleman and mark up so you get more security for less with no contact. Prepared for the unexpected. Lose power, lose Wi-Fi, someone attacks the system, natural disaster, SimpliSafe is ready. Protects against fires and water damage, more than just intruders. Our pros monitor against leaks, floods, fires, and more. Keep an eye inside and out. With HD security cameras for indoors and out, see what's happening all the time. Designated to disappear from the tiny size of our sensors to easy one-touch control means they'll never notice your security system. Detects people, ignores pests. Motion sensors use a precision human form detection algorithm. Compare your security options. Traditional home security monitored by professional 36-month contract. Monitoring costs $37 to $53 a month. Hardwired, never needs a landline. Poor rating on Trustpilot. SimpliSafe, the better way. Monitored by professionals, no contract. Wireless, no drilling or landline required. Great rating on Trustpilot. Easy to set up yourself in no time. How it works, choose your security sensors, we'll walk you through exactly what your home needs and ship it to your front door under a week. Set it up in just a few minutes, no trials needed, or let one of our pros do it for you. Sensors guard all your rooms and entry points. If there is a trouble, our monitoring center will call you and if needed, dispatch authorities. More reasons to choose SimpliSafe. Arm, disarm from your anywhere, forgot to arm your system, need to let someone in, do it right from your phone anytime. Almost never change your batteries. Batteries last all for almost a decade and entry sensors, the best lifespan in the industry. Battery life may vary based on use. Alexa, arm my system, use your system with Alexa, Google Assistant, August Locks, Apple Watch, and more. Keep an eye on cabinets, safes, and more. Secret alerts quietly alerts you if someone accesses private areas without sounding an alarm. Customized for your home. Well, we'll customize the right system for your home's needs. Incredible range. Many wireless security systems struggle to cover your entire house. Ours can cover large homes with ease. Custom alerts for friends and family. Set up text alerts so friends and family stay in the know. Duress pin. If someone forces you to disarm your system, your duress pin will securely alert the authorities. Meet the station. Boost station. The trust comes with a built-in cell connection to rapidly alert our emergency dispatch center. Try it, test it, love it, or return it. Test SimpliSafe in your home for 60 days. Your system is ready to work. No drilling or tools needed. If you aren't 100% satisfied, we'll return it for a full refund. We'll even pay for return shipping. Here is the U.S. presidential election of 1796. The 1796 United States presidential election was the third quadrennial presidential election of the United States. It was held from Friday, November 4th to Wednesday, November 7th, 1796. It was the first contested American presidential election, the first presidential election in which political parties played a dominant role, and the only presidential election in which a president and vice president were elected from opposing tickets. Incumbent Vice President John Adams and the President's party defeated former Secretary of State President Thomas, former Secretary Thomas Jefferson of the Democratic Republican Party. With incumbent President George Washington refused a third term in office, the 1796 election became the first U.S. presidential election in which political parties competed for the presidency. The Federalists coalesced behind Adams and the Democratic Republicans supported Jefferson, but each party ran multiple candidates under the election rules in the Let's refer to the 12th Amendment, and members of the Electoral College each cast 2 votes with no distinction made between electoral votes for president and electoral votes for vice president. The individual with the votes of a majority of electors became president, and the runner-up became vice president. If there was a tie for first place or no person won a majority, the House of Representatives will hold the contingent election. Also, if there was a tie for the second place, the vice presidency, the Senate would hold a contingent election to break the tie. The campaign was a bitter one, with Federalists attempting to identify the Democratic Republicans with the violence of the French Revolution, and the Democratic Republicans accusing the Federalists of favoring monarchism and their aristocracy. Republicans sought to associate Adams with the policies developed by Federalist Alexander Hamilton during the Washington administration, which they claimed were too much in favor of Great Britain and a centralized national government in foreign policy. Republicans announced the Federalists over the Jay Treaty, which had established a temporary peace with Great Britain. Federalists attacked Jefferson's moral character, alleging he was an atheist and that he had been a coward during the American Revolutionary War. Adams supporters also accused Jefferson of being too pro-France. The accusation was underscored when the French ambassador embarrassed Republicans publicly backing Jefferson and attacking the Federalists right before the election. Despite hostility between their respective camps, neither Adams nor Jefferson actually campaigned for the presidency. Adams was elected president with 71 electoral votes, one more than was needed for the majority. He won by keeping the electoral votes of New England and winning votes and from several other swing states, especially the states of the Mid-Atlantic region. Jefferson received 68 electoral votes and was elected vice president. Former Governor Thomas Pinckney of South Carolina, a Federalist, finished with 59 electoral votes, while Senator Aaron Burr, a Democrat Republican from New York, won 30 electoral votes. The remaining 48 electoral votes were dispersed among 9 other candidates. Several electors cast 1 vote for a Federalist candidate and 1 for a Democrat Republican. The election marked the formation of the first party system and established a rivalry between Federalists New England and Democratic Republican South, with the middle states holding the balance of power. New York and Maryland were the crucial swing states, and between them only voted for a loser between 1789 and 1820. Candidates. With Washington retiring after 2 terms, both parties sought the presidency for the first time before the ratification of the 12th Amendment in 1804. Each elector was to vote for 2 persons, but was not able to indicate which vote was for president and which for vice president. Instead, the recipient of the most electors would become president and the runner-up vice president. As a result, both parties ran multiple candidates for president in hopes of keeping one of their opponents from being the runner-up. These candidates were the equivalent of modern-day running mates, but under the law, they were all candidates for president. Thus, both Adams and Jefferson were typically opposed to by several members of their own parties. The plan was for one of the electors to cast a vote for the main party nominee, Adams or Jefferson, and candidates besides the primary running mate, thus ensuring that the main nominee would have 1 more vote than his running mate. Federalist candidates. The Federalist nominee was John Adams of Massachusetts, the incumbent vice president and a leading voice during the Revolutionary period. Most Federalist leaders viewed Adams, who had twice been elected vice president, as Washington's natural heir. Adams' main running mate was Thomas Pinckney, a former governor of South Carolina who had negotiated the Treaty of San Lorenzo with Spain. Pinckney agreed to run after the first choice of many party leaders. Former Governor Patrick Henry of Virginia declined. Alexander Hamilton, who competed with Adams for leadership of the party, worked behind the scenes to elect Pinckney over Adams by convincing Jefferson electors from South Carolina to cast their second votes for Pinckney. Hamilton did prefer Adams to Jefferson, but urged Federalist electors to cast their votes for Adams and Pinckney. Democratic Republican candidates. The Democratic Republicans united behind former Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson, who had co-founded the party with James Madison and others in opposition to Hamilton's policies. Congressional Democratic Republicans sought to also unite behind one vice presidential nominee, with Jefferson's popularity strongest in the South. Many party leaders wanted a northern candidate as Jefferson's running mate. Popular choices included Senator Pierce Butler of South Carolina and 3 New Yorkers, Senator Aaron Burr, Chancellor Robert R. Livingston, and former Governor George Clinton, a group of Democratic Republican leaders met in June 1976 and agreed to support Jefferson for president and Burr for vice president. Results: Tennessee was admitted into the United States after the 1792 election, increasing the Electoral College to 138 electors. Under the system in place before the 1804 ratification, after the 12th Amendment, electors were cast votes for two persons for president. The runner-up in the presidential race was elected vice president. If no candidate won votes from a majority of the Electoral College, the House of Representatives could hold a contingent election to select the winner. Each party intended to manipulate the results by having some of their electors cast one vote for the intended presidential candidate and one vote for someone else, someone besides the intended vice presidential candidate, leaving the vice presidential candidate a few votes shy of their presidential candidate. But all electoral votes were cast on the same day, and communication between states were extremely slow at the time, making it very difficult to coordinate with electors which electors were to manipulate their vote for vice president. Additionally, there were rumors that Hamlin, of course, Southern electors pledged to Jefferson to give their second vote to Pinckney in hopes of electing him president instead of Adams. Campaigning centered on in the swing states of New York and Pennsylvania, Adams and Jefferson won a combined 139 electoral votes from the 138 members of the Electoral College. The Federalists swept every state north of the Mason-Dixon line except Pennsylvania, though one Pennsylvania elector voted for Adams. The Democratic Republicans won the votes of most Southern electors, but the electors of Maryland delegated a majority of the votes to Federalist candidates, while North Carolina and Virginia each gave Adams one electoral vote. Nationwide, most electors voted for Adams and a second Federalist for Jefferson and the second Democratic Republican, but there were both several exceptions to this. One elector in Maryland voted for both Adams and Jefferson, and two electors cast votes for Washington who had not campaigned and was not formally affiliated with either party. Pinckney won the second votes from most of the electors who voted for Adams, but 21 electors from New England and Maryland cast their second votes for other candidates, including Chief Justice Oliver Ellsworth. Those who voted for Jefferson were significantly less united, and their second choice, though Burr, won the plurality of the second electors. All eight electors in Pinckney's home state of South Carolina, as well as at least one Pennsylvania elector, cast their ballots for Jefferson in Pinckney and North Carolina. Jefferson won 11 votes, but the remaining 13 were spread among six different candidates from both parties. In Virginia, most electors voted for Jefferson and Governor Sam Adams of Massachusetts. The result was that Adams received 71 electoral votes, one more than required to be elected president. If any two of the three Adams electors in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and North Carolina had voted with the rest of their states, it would have flipped the election. Jefferson received 68 votes, 9 more than Pinckney, and was elected vice president. Burr finished in a distant fourth place with 30 votes. 9 other candidates received the remaining 48 electoral votes. If Pinckney had won the second votes of all of the New England electors who voted for Adams, he would have been elected president over Adams and Jefferson. Electoral votes by state. As per the terms of the unamended Constitution, each elector was permitted two votes for president with a majority of the whole number of electors appointed. Necessary to elect the president, out of the 138 participating electors, 70 voted for Adams and some other candidate, and 67 voted for Jefferson and some other candidate. One elected from Maryland voted for both Adams and Jefferson, bringing their respective totals to 71 and 68. With both parties electors divided on the choice of vice president, Jefferson finished second in the electoral vote ahead of Adams, intending runaway pick Thomas Pinckney of South Carolina, making him vice president-elect. Popular vote by state, compiling reliable popular vote statistics for elections of the first party system, poses a challenge to historians. Election procedures of the late 18th century differ greatly from those of later campaigns. Rather than vote for a presidential candidate, voters chose from candidates running to represent their state in the Electoral College. Candidates for elected did not always advertise the party purpose or even for whom they intend to vote. In some districts, candidates from the same party were in direct competition, while in others, inconsistent support for all candidates of party-led states to split their electoral votes. These conditions make it difficult or impossible to determine voter intent. In some cases, moreover, some states to split their electoral votes. These conditions make it difficult or impossible to determine voter intent. In some cases, moreover, some state returns have not survived to the present day, meaning that national popular vote totals in this article are necessarily incomplete. Consequences: the following 4 years were the only time that the president and vice president were different parties. John Quincy Adams and John C. Calhoun were later elected president and vice president as political opponents, but they were both Democratic Republicans. And while Andrew Johnson, Abraham Lincoln's second vice president, was a Democrat, Lincoln ran on the combined National Union Party ticket in 1864 and not as a strict Republican. On January 6, 1797, Representative William L. Smith of South Carolina presented a resolution on the floor of the House of Representatives for an amendment to the Constitution by which the president-elect would designate which candidate would be president and which vice president. No action was taken on his proposal, set the stage for the deadlock election of 1800. This is also the first of only two elections so far in the life of the Republican, which elected a presidential term of only 1,460 days rather than 1,461 days. The second was in 1896. This is because of the Gregorian calendar rule that years ending in 0, but not divided by 400 are not leap years. Foreign influence. The French Foreign Minister Charles Delacroix wrote that France must raise up the American people and at the same time conceal the lever by which we do so. I propose to send orders and instructions to our minister plenipotentiary at Philadelphia to use all means in his power to bring about a successful revolution and George Washington's replacement. The French minister ambassador to the United States, Pierre Adet, openly supported the Democratic Republican Party and its presidential nominee, Thomas Jefferson, while attacking the Federalist Party and its presidential nominee, John Adams. The foreign intrigue France penetrated was unsuccessful as Adams won the election, and with an electoral vote count of 71-68, a significant factor in thwarting the French efforts. It was George Washington's farewell address, which contained the foreign meddling in America, electoral college selection, the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1 provided that the state legislature should decide the manner in which their electors were chosen. Different state legislatures chose different methods of choosing electors. Each elector appointed by a state legislature, Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Vermont, state is divided into electoral districts, with one elector chosen per district by the voters of that district. Kentucky, Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia, each elector chosen by voters statewide. Georgia, Pennsylvania, two electors appointed by state legislature, each remaining elector chosen by state legislature from a list of two top vote getters in each congressional district, Massachusetts. Each elector is chosen by state voters statewide. However, if no candidate wins, majority of the state legislature appoints elector two top candidates. New Hampshire divided the state into three electoral districts and named three persons from each county in each district to elect an elector for each of the three districts, Tennessee. Thank you for listening to this state election of 1796. Have a good week and stay safe.